And we keep things rolling here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. He's the one. He's the only. He's Paul Shavari, and it has been a very busy episode, a very busy edition of the Sports Cubicle around the water cooler, around the office, as we are talking everything from baseball to football. And Paulie, this was something that kind of snuck through the grapevines, through the cracks. It was something that is football related, and it is Reggie Bush has been reinstated his Heisman Trophy. And this comes to us from Yahoo Sports. Reggie Bush celebrates return of Heisman Trophy, calls out NCAA with defamation suit still pending. Quote, I never once cheated. Flanked by his family and legal team, Reggie Bush celebrated the return of his Heisman Trophy Thursday during a news conference at the location where he earned it, the Los Angeles Coliseum. The USC great and longtime NFL running back spoke to reporters for the first time since the Heisman Trust reinstated the 2005 award he earned while helping lead the Trojans to a Pac-10 championship and the national championship game. His Heisman Trophy was back by his side. Quote, I never believed in any of the lies that were being told about me, spread about me, things that were being said about me, Bush said. Quote, I never believed it for a single day. Bush and his lawyers, Ben Crump, vowed to continue with a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA, which vacated USC's 2004 national championship season and many of Bush's individual accomplishments. The NCAA determined Bush was ineligible for games he played in because of benefits from marketing agents. Paulie, this is something that you and I really, when I was coming up as a teenager and as a sports fan, was all over the news, was the biggest thing on SportsCenter, was one of the biggest controversies and talking points, and how time has changed so much. And you and I were talking a little bit about this off mic, but before I let you kind of go, I think the big thing for me is when you really break down a lot of these stories for so many years, there's a lot of nuance within this one, but how many kids got their education taken away, their careers taken away because they were given a hamburger or they were given a coat or they were given the harmless stuff. I'm not talking about the Mercedes-Benz that we see on Hollywood or apartments and stuff like that. But I'm talking about like the necessities. David Kaplan locally here talks about that all the time as a college coach that he went to McDonald's with some players and they said they hadn't eaten in a week. It's like, and that happens all around for all these coaches from top level to bottom. But I know you have some interesting notes that are beyond just the stuff that Reggie Bush got for his family, for getting out of poverty, for his efforts at USC.
All right. So without knowing all of the details here,
this is still fresh.
I'm just reading reading about Michael Ornstein and his background. But as far as let's just talk about blanketly the Reggie Bush and the Heisman Trophy. Yes, he was the best player of 2005. He deserves the Heisman Trophy. I'm glad he got it back. However, I don't think he's ever really been apologetic of what he's done and that damaged the powerhouse that was USC football. I still think, regardless of the changes in NIL and compensation for athletes, I don't think you can still accept apartments from agents. So I don't know if that necessarily means that what he did was totally okay. But at the same time, he deserves it. But in my mind, I always didn't like over the years how it's like, well, there was no best college football player in 2005. And it's like, yeah, there was. It was Reggie Bush. And if you don't want to give it to Reggie Bush, there was Vince Young. He was second in the voting, just as worthy of getting it. And in fact, I think Vince Young does have a Heisman Trophy, doesn't he?
I don't think so. I think Matt Leiner won it. I think Reggie Bush won it. And then Vince Young won the national championship against Leiner and Reggie Bush. Continue. I'll look it up, though, as we go.
Maybe like Tebow was the year after or something like that. I don't remember. The 2007 or 2006 winner. But regardless, or it was Jason Smith or something like that. Or Bradford, whoever it was. But either way, it's a unique fraternity. Bush definitely belongs there. Other Heisman people felt this way. I don't feel sorry for Bush, though, the fact that he didn't have the trophy for years.
He did not win the Heisman.
He did not. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is he easily could have been recognized as the best player in 2005, even though it was historic what Bush did that year. And it's still, I think, one of the highest first place vote totals in Heisman history. But, you know, you can't just say that out of thousands of college athletes, thousands of college football players. Nope. There's no way to that. This way, I don't even like vacated wins. I think that's one of the dumbest concepts. I get that, okay, the school can't celebrate it, but you're going to tell me? I watched with my own eyes in 2013 Louisville win the basketball championship. You're telling me they didn't win it that year? Just because the NCAA says, those wins don't count, you know? And I get that you can kind of do that in the NCAA, and people falsely put this into, other sports, like the Houston Astros. We got to take away their championship. It's like, nah, man, they beat the Dodgers. It's the championship season. You have to acknowledge that. You have to say that it happened. Otherwise, what value does the sport or the organization have if they can't even acknowledge who wins their tournaments and who wins their, so it's got to be policed better by the NCAA. And and the idea of taking away things from people is just kind of meaningless. I'm glad Bush has his Heisman. I don't think he's a victim. He'll be fine. He was fine this entire time. But yeah, the best player in 2005 is finally being recognized again.
And I think it's important to make a distinction that this isn't the NCAA making this decision. It's the Heisman committee. So again, there is that distinction. And I just wanted to add on to you while
But under the false pretense that the violations that Bush committed in 2005 wouldn't be violations today. And I don't think that's true because he accepted apartments from like sports agents.
I'm not 100% sure how the nuance of the word.
It's so muddy, but the NCAA has to be better about policing it. And the NCAA is losing power as the days go by.
Well, here's the thing. I think the NCAA is a bunch of goofballs to begin with that can't be trusted to make these decisions. I think that also the important thing as well, we should be keeping, however, when it's to the extremes, the players, the kids, and specifically the young people, we should be more specifically Pete Carroll, the AD of USC, and everybody that's an adult in that situation from Reggie Bush, who was just trying to better off his life, whether right or wrong. And like you're saying, all the extravagance, they should be held accountable and we should be holding their feet to the fire, if not more than what the way we did Reggie Bush back then and the way we do these college athletes now. Final word, Paulie?
Pete Carroll cut and run from USC after all this stuff happened. You know, it's like Harbaugh did the same thing at Michigan, basically. You know, it's like, they should be held accountable. And I agree with you. And it's, you know, but I think in the future, if there's something where someone does something worse than what Bush did, something that's like really unforgivable, then you have to give it to the second place guy. Otherwise, what's the point of even ranking the votes and inviting more than one guy to the ceremony?
He's Paul Shivari. I'm Mike Mercado. We got a whole lot left here on this edition of the Sports Cubicle on WCPT 820.